are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like we got a bumblebee tuna recall. We got sharks swimming around Florida, freaking people out on the beaches. We got, this is interesting, the top 10 sexual positions. I don't know if I want to talk about that. We just talked about sexual fetishes and stuff in the previous hour. Anyway, we got a lot of scoop. But this is kind of an interesting study, a story here. Apparently, immigrants are able to gain U.S. citizenship by getting married on Skype. All right? Now we're supposed to have some sort of checks and balance system here, but as we've all learned, with this latest administration, our Homeland Security Department has been kind of out to lunch and letting a lot of things, I guess, squeak through that probably shouldn't. I guess there has been a rise in Skype weddings, according to Mail Online, and it's allowing immigrants to legally gain American citizenship by exchanging vows from opposite ends of the globe. Now, I mean, for military, I'm okay with that. But what are we, is this how illegal immigrants are being able to gain their citizenship? Honestly, by Skype? They say many fear that these proxy online marriages, which will allow a couple to wed in the absence of one or both spouses, will help facilitate marriage fraud, as well as see an increase in the number of sex trafficking victims. I have a Skype account. I don't really use it. I don't really think the digital picture is that good to get married. I could understand if I had to get married in a jiffy and my future husband was far away. I could understand. I mean, I didn't know that was even legal. Apparently, this growing practice has flown under the radar of immigration authorities who are yet to provide extra inspection to ensure that video chat marriages are not misused. They say not all U.S. states allow proxy marriages, but Colorado does, Texas, Montana, Alabama, Missouri, and California. They say couples separated by distance are permitted to marry via webcam. But see, I thought those were legal U.S. citizens that could do that. They say the process is illegal in other American states unless one partner is in the military. Countries such as India, England, and Israel, proxy marriages via Skype are legally binding. And because the U.S. recognizes a legal overseas wedding between an American and their former fiancé, I guess it's considered legal. I didn't know. I mean, is it that big a deal? I don't know. I gotta kind of chew on this one. I mean, who's performing these weddings? Who has to perform a Skype wedding? Can it just be a justice of the peace? I mean, we have a friend that I guess was able to get his license to perform marriages. I thought of doing that. I thought that would be fun to be able to marry a couple people. I would though be very, very nervous. I don't know if I would want, you know, that heat, right? Because what if the marriage doesn't go bad? Does anybody come back and sue you? I mean, you know, remember, doctors get sued all the time. So I assume even if I'm not doing doctoring, because I'm a doctor, I'm going to get sued anyway. So I never thought of doing that, but that would be cool. You know, I wonder, you know, I talk to a lot of my radio engineers through instant messaging, Yahoo. I wonder if you could get married through instant messaging. All right. I mean, Skype, do you really have to see the person? I mean, what's next? Twitter? You could get married on Twitter, get married on Facebook. Well, I guess the reason why you need Skype is because you need to see the person. But what if later, when you log on, you have to log on using, let's say, your thumbprint. What if that's enough? Are people going to be marrying each other on Facebook and Twitter? I don't know. To me, that's kind of crazy. I think, I've always gotten it with the military, and I think that's wonderful. I mean, we should. It's when our military men and women are over there doing what they need to do and being heroes and protecting our freedoms over here, anything we could do to make their lives easier. But if you aren't in the military, can you kind of explain to me why you can't make the trip to get married? I just like to know. I understand some of you are hospitalized out there. Oh, well. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. This is interesting, all right? You thought I was kind of confused with this last one. There was a woman who apparently was injured on the job having sex. She wasn't a prostitute. I think she was having sex during a business trip. She hurt herself, and she was able to claim workman's comp. And from what we understand, now this occurred in Australia. The Australian court has ruled that a woman was eligible for workman's comp. She's unidentified. She's in her late 30s. She claimed facial and psychological injuries after a glass light fitting fell from a wall above her bed in her hotel room while she was having sex with a male friend. The fixture hit her face. It injured her nose and mouth. She was on a business trip to Nowra, which is 100 miles south of her hometown, Sydney. She later suffered depression, could not continue working for the government. The male friend said in a statement that at the time they were just Skyping. I'm joking. They were, quote unquote, going hard, and that he didn't know if they bumped the light or if it just fell down. Now, apparently all this occurred back in 2007. Her initial workman's comp claim was accepted, but then later revoked since it was not an ordinary incident of an overnight stay. After multiple appeals, because it occurred during her course of employment, she was able to get compensation. The court noted that she would have also been entitled to compensation if she had been playing a game of cards in her hotel room, and the fact that sexual activity was involved rather than a different lawful recreational activity should not be considered a disqualifying factor. Now, whether the American courts would entertain that. So basically, you go on a business trip, and your boss or company puts you up in a hotel. You get hurt in that hotel that the boss put you up in. I guess that's where a claim like this can go. Is that crazy? So then, I don't know. I don't know if you could have your employees sign a note saying they won't have crazy sex and hurt themselves. But that blows my mind. But you know what? This is the system we're in. And I hate seeing workman's comp used like this. Workman's comp was designed, we've talked about workman's comp, it was designed to protect people who got hurt on the job. It was also designed to protect the employer so the employer couldn't get sued when you got hurt on the job. It wasn't designed for somebody having a sex romp, hurting themselves in the midst of it. That's our system. Don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 6th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1577.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1617.11, $808.55 for a half ounce, or $404.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1617.11, $808.55, and $404.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Thank you. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess thousands of sharks have been swimming by the Palm Beach area in Florida, and the beaches have now been closed to swimmers. As I didn't know the weather was good enough. It's still a little cold here in Vegas, but I guess the weather, you know what? Southern Florida makes sense. Palm Beach makes sense. So anyway, they have closed the beach areas after thousands of sharks have been spotted swimming along Southern Florida shores. They say tens of thousands of sharks have been spotted from Boca Raton to Jupiter since the beginning of this month. Marine biologists say the sharks are moving north after migrating south for the winter. I guess you could see these sharks from this helicopter video. It's kind of cool. On Tuesday, they said lifeguards spotted a shiver of spinner sharks moving through Midtown Beach and put up red flags indicating swimmers cannot go in the water. While the sharks are kind of fun to watch, people always think it's cool because of Jaws, right? Da-da, da-da. And then, of course, people always sing the song. Don't sing the da-da song. I think that attracts the sharks also. Some people want to get in closer, and they want to videotape. So they bring their iPads out into the beach, and they start wading into the water to get a closer look because they think the shark will not go up, you know, to where they are. I would say pass on that. Please. Doctors at Florida hospitals say they treat at least 5 to 6 shark bite victims a year. While the injuries are usually minor, keep in mind you can still be eaten up by a shark, and you can't get infection. Shark bite infection is not the most fun. So let's just quickly review how to avoid an attack of a shark. Always fun to talk about since we're going to be going into spring and summer, especially spring break coming around the bend, and what to do while you are in the midst of an attack. So really quickly, they say if you want to avoid an attack, okay, now we don't really have that many deaths. From what I understand, we've had, I guess, a couple deaths in California over the last few years. But still, the fact that, you know, we have, I don't know if it's El Nino, people aren't saying it's global warming, some people are blaming Al Gore, but, you know, with this huge spotting of sharks, who knows if this is going to be a weird season. So first they say stay away from the mouths of rivers that empty into the sea, okay, because these sharks are smart. They know after heavy rains, freshwater fishes and other animals are swept out to sea, and so the sharks are going to be there waiting for their food. So be careful you swimming around the mouths of rivers. They say swim clear of fishing boats. Remember when we go fishing, we throw the bait over. Sometimes if we catch a fish that we don't want, we'll throw the fish back in. Remember, sharks are very smart. They could smell the blood and they could, you know, see the bait. Don't, that's not really a good place to. Now, I know many of you jump over the fishing boat so you could pee and then you jump back in. Be careful with that. Okay. If I were you, I would just have one of those little portable things on the boat. Tell everybody to turn away, etc. They say if you are bleeding, okay, let's say you cut yourself and you really don't think much of it. You think the salt water will clean it out. Again, just a little bit of blood. These sharks can smell miles away. If you're on your period, you may want to just stay on the beach. Apparently, they could say, I'm looking this up right now. Sharks can smell or taste blood from 1 mile away, 1.6 kilometers, and be able to trace it back to its source. I mean, y'all watch Nemo. Y'all watch Finding Nemo? Then you know what I'm talking about. If you did cut or injure yourself while in the water, like stepping on a sea urchin or some coral, get the hell out. Don't think you're in shallow enough water for a shark. If a shark is hungry, they'll do what they need to do. Again, y'all saw Jaws. It had no problem jumping up on top of the boat. They say stay out of the water if fish blood or bait fish are present. So, again, if you see other fishers and they're dumping a bunch of stuff to attract the fish, that's not a good time for you to be there. Avoid large groups of fish, seals, or sea lions. So you may be like, oh, I want to swim with the seals. You see some sea lions there. No, because that's what sharks want to eat. This is from National Geographic, by the way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about how to avoid a shark attack. They say stay away if you see large groups of dolphins and seabirds because sharks eat dolphins. Now, I know a lot of you guys want to take a picture with the dolphins. Dolphins are cute. They're cuddly. They smile. They coo. They make those funny sounds. Again, sharks think they're just as adorable, too. So stay away. Also, they're attracted to the same food sharks eat. So just, I'll hear people talking. They'll be like, well, you know what? If the dolphins are okay, that means we're okay. Well, no. How do you know the dolphins are okay? Okay, just because the dolphins think they're okay. You know, I use my cats also as a barometer to, tell if the house is safe. Because if somebody enters the house, the cats will usually run and hide. So if the cats are lying there, you know, on their backs, showing their jewels, legs up in the air, relaxed, I usually think, okay, you know, everything's good. But sometimes I realize the cats are clueless and they have no idea until it's too late and the dog is now in the room eating out of their potty box. So don't just trust, don't try to use other animals as a sign. Now, yes, when we hike, when we camp, when we hunt, we do learn to use other animals' clues. But just because there's a negative, nothing's being done, doesn't mean everybody around you is on top of it. You get that? Makes sense? Okay, if there's any dead animals in the water, you don't need to go up and Instagram that one. Stay away. Okay? Also, avoid areas where animal waste, human waste, fish waste enter the water. Sewage attracts bait fish, which in turn attracts sharks. I don't know why you would be swimming near a sewage dump But again, you know, youth is wasted on the young, right? Okay. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, they say try to avoid the water at dawn, dusk, and at night, even though I know some of the best surfing could be done, especially at dawn. They say some species of sharks may move inshore to feed on fish. Okay, and even if the visibility is down, they're good. Again, these are sharks. Okay, sharks know what the heck they're doing. They say avoid murky waters, harbor entrances, channels, and steep drop-offs. Again, sharks like that. Now, in terms of clothing, they say do not wear high-contrast clothing. They say orange and yellow are the worst colors to wear. Now, mind you, whenever my kids, go out to the beach, I mean, we all, have those dark water shirts. Those, those water shirts that kind of protect you from the sun. And I like black because it's swimming. And that's good because, it won't attract you as much to sharks. The only problem is you're more difficult to spot. So, some of us have been trained, you want to wear bright clothes so the lifeguard can find you. Yet, it's, again, there's both good and bad. Also, shiny jewelry. When you wear shiny jewelry, reflects the light, lifeguard could see you. But that could also attract sharks because sharks think they're fish scales. They say if you are out there swimming, don't do a lot of excessive splashing. Make sure you keep your pets out of the water because the cat, you know how dogs go kind of zigzag and that'll attract a shark. And again, you don't want the shark coming near you. Sharks may not know what the hell they're going for, but they know they're going for something. And you just don't need them in the vicinity. All right? Let me see what else. Okay, let's say you do see a shark. You want to get the heck out. Okay? All right? There's no reason to be swimming there. Don't think the shark's going to pass you. If you sit there and be quiet and not move, they could smell a lot. Don't provoke, harass, entice the shark. Just leave. If you think it's a little shark baby and you think, oh, little baby shark, you could give it a little kissy. No, no kissing the sharks. They say if fish or turtles start to behave weird, let's say you're snorkeling and you see some fish do something kooky, get the heck out. Again, it's probably because there's a larger predator. And don't go, oh, they're just probably worried because there's a puffer fish. I'm bigger than the puffer fish. No, assume it's always a shark until proven otherwise. Let's say you feel something brush up against you. Get out of the water. The reason why is even if you can't see the shark, it could still be around. Because remember, it kind of goes in, goes out, and many people don't feel the shark bite. So you might have actually already been bit for your first time, and now he's going to come in for the kill. So anything you feel that brushes up against you in the water, flee. And you will feel, you could feel, and you're like, well, if you're underwater, how do you feel it? Trust me, you could feel it. Okay? Let's say swim, surf, dive with other people. Sharks most often attack individuals. So go in groups. And not because you're hoping the shark goes after your buddy. You just want to, go in groups. Now let's say you're being attacked. Go for the eyes and go for the gills. The shark's eyes are very delicate, very sensitive. Also, its snout. So if he's eating you, if he bit you, if he's coming at you, go for those eyes. Bang his snout. Just go ape crazy. Okay? You need to try to stop the bleeding. You will bleed quicker underwater. You got to, of course, get out. But, by all means, defend yourself. Immediately seek medical attention. Try to compress the bleeding. Try to put pressure on the artery above it. And we've talked about bleeding CPR. Definitely get medical attention, and hopefully they'll also put you on some antibiotics. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Bumblebee Tuna. I don't know what tuna we have in the house, but I think, is it Starkist? Bumblebee? I don't really know. I don't usually look at the brands anymore. I just buy whatever's on sale. But I guess Bumblebee Foods has issued a voluntary recall of 5-ounce chunk white albacore and chunk light tuna because of loose seals on the cans, according to the FDA. Loose seals or seams could result in product contamination by spoilage organisms or pathogens and lead to illness if consumed. Thus far, no illnesses are reported. So the recalled products were in the 48, 24, and 6-can cases. I guess there's a complete list on their website. You know, it's interesting. You would think that something like this would be common sense. You know, if you have a can that kind of looks funny or was open, you would throw it out. But, you know, a lot of us assume that if it was packaged and if it had, I guess, you know, the seal or you know, you think that it's safe. And it doesn't it blow your mind that we're getting products that could have glass in it, that could have wood chips? You know, so I always urge people to smell their food, to inspect their food. I mean, why not? Just I mean, you know, you're about to give it to your kid. But I always smell the milk. Well, even if I don't like milk, which is tough because milk really nauseates me, but I'll smell the milk and take a look. Just it's just a quick reminder. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess we have another list of the fattest states of America. Is it me? Has a year gone by that quickly, or do they come out with this every few months? The fattest states in America. I know we have the happiest states, and Hawaii wins that every year. Well, apparently, this is the 2012 Gallup Healthways Well-Being Index. And they found that Colorado is the healthiest state in the United States, with only 18.7% of its population obese. West Virginia has the highest obesity rate, with 33.5% of its population obese. A third. A third. That means one out of every three people is obese. We're not talking a little chubby. We're talking obese. The national obesity rate is 26.2%, rising from 26.1% in 2011, continuing to rise. And I guess it was down 25.5 in 2008. All right, so let's take a look at the states with the lowest obesity rates. You got Colorado. But you know what, man? If I live near the Rockies and I could ski every weekend, oh, man. I mean, because I'm sure there's these passes. I'm sure they get these season passes, you know, especially if you're a local. Anyway, Colorado, 18.7. Massachusetts, 21.5% obese. Montana, these are the lowest 11 states. Montana, 22%, Connecticut, 22.7%, California, 23.1%, Utah, 23.9%, then Arizona, Rhode Island, Idaho, New Jersey, and Washington State. Yet the highest obesity rates are West Virginia at 33.5%, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, Oklahoma, and then Iowa. I mean, I don't know, is it because that's where the best food is? I cannot wait. I was going to say I can't wait to go to the South, but I have to admit, I was in New Orleans a few months ago, and oh my gosh, the food was phenomenal. You know, I don't blame you guys for wanting to eat. That is some phenomenal, phenomenal food. But I mean, we do have an obesity problem. I mean, not that I want to, you know, sit here and agree with Michelle Obama. I mean, we do. I mean, no shock there. It's something that we've you know noticed, and I think a lot of things are contributing to our obesity. We've talked about this. We don't walk to work. We don't ride horses to work. Many of us don't bike ride anymore because cities have sprawled out. I mean, remember, cities used to be small. You'd have a center of a city, and then those who had to work near the city center, whether it was City Hall or town center or whatever, you would basically live near the city. If you had to farm or work out in the farm areas, you would then live out. And yes, you'd use horses to come into the city, but that's still, it took exercise. We exercise. Now we hop in our car. And you know, New Yorkers, I think it's great because New Yorkers, I noticed, I would think New York State would on average be slimmer, but my guess is you know, your Manhattan is only one part of New York, even though it's a huge part, it's only one part of the state. And so, you know, you also got Buffalo, you got Schenectady, right, Yonkers, anyway, so you have all those other parts of New York. But in Manhattan, I mean, you know, you walk to work. I mean, you walk, you don't, yeah, some people have to take a cab, and yeah, you have subways, but it still involves a lot of walking. You still have to walk a few blocks. And then, of course, our portion sizes. I've discussed this. I think our portion sizes is what's really killing us. We have plates in my house that are a foot by a foot, they're a foot by a foot, and I don't even want to think of the volume, right, or the height at which we pile the food. And so when you know when you look back at the Last Supper, Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper portrayal of Jesus, I mean, very, very small bowls and plates, excuse me, from which they were eating out of. See, it's so small, it's making me burp. And I guess some remakes of the Last Supper have widened and enlarged the bowls, you know, to make it look more realistic. But that's how they ate. You ate out of a little baby bowl. You ate out of a little baby baby cup. That was your portion size. And, I mean, look at the burgers. Half pound. Remember when quarter pounders came out 30 years ago? We were like, wow, quarter pounders. Then I think Burger King came out with a third of a pound. I mean, now people are eating quarter pounders like nothing. That's just, it's like, okay, quarter pounders. And you're like, wait a second, that's a quarter of a pound of meat. True, a lot of it gets fried off. I mean, when I used to work at Jack in the Box, I mean, you know, the frozen burger you would throw on the grill definitely shrunk over time. And, you know, it didn't look like a quarter pound. But I just remember years ago going, oh, my gosh, that's a lot of meat. And I remember the commercials, you know, a whole quarter pounder. And it wasn't, I don't think, McDonald's. I think it might have been another, it might have been a Carl's Jr. Somebody had come up with a quarter pounder. And we were like, oh, that's huge. Keep in mind, back in the 50s, when you would go get a burger, a Coke, and fries for an adult, that would equate in size to what we see as a Happy Meal, maybe even smaller. So, you know, we're shocked that we have obesity issues. I don't see why, but people don't realize. Now, I did come from a family that taught us to clean your plate. Okay, you know, you gotta finish your plate before you get dessert. And that was really difficult for me because I really wasn't a good eater. I didn't like to eat. I was a very skinny kid. I didn't like my mom's cooking. I didn't want to eat pork chops. I didn't want to eat cauliflower. Sometimes she'd do corned beef and cabbage. And I just didn't like the stuff. I wanted to pass. And it was, no, you gotta finish your plate. You gotta finish your plate. Now again, my parents came from parents from the Depression and Holocaust era. So of course, they're going to teach us you don't waste food. So we didn't waste food, but then also our portion sizes were smaller. Now it's ridiculous. When the kids scoop out some macaroni and cheese or some pasta, it blows my mind the amounts. So, you know, did you notice in the last few minutes, I didn't tell you to go on a 2,000 calorie diet. Because I know many of you won't stick to it. So I want to give you guys some tips on things that you could very easily do. Less portion size. Get a smaller cup. You know, one trick of the trade is eat your dinner off a saucer plate. A saucer. Oh, Dr. Dolly, a saucer is small. Well, try it. I'm not telling you to eat asparagus for dinner, but if you want some meat, if you want some vegetables, if you want some starch, make it fit on a saucer plate. See how much weight you lose doing that. I know some of you are like, oh, there's no way in hell I'll be able to. Well, they used to eat off of that just decades ago. Okay, maybe get rid of the big gulp. Exercise. If you can't walk to work and you can't bicycle to work, then make sure you're doing some sort of exercise throughout the day. Cut back on some carbs. You don't have to have dessert with every meal. You don't have to have sugary cereal. You don't have to have waffles with syrup. There's other things you could eat for breakfast. Why don't you have an egg? Why don't you have a slice of toast? Not too bad. Some orange juice. That could be a good enough breakfast. But, you know, then we could start going into, okay, well, now let's up more vegetables, up more fish. But there's some simple things you could do that'll probably easily knock off 5, 10 pounds this month. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOT-DELI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and of course, follow us on Facebook. This is interesting. Okay, some of you are going to think this is a real fluff piece, but I kind of like studies like this. Apparently, there's a study saying men take an average 88 days to say he loves you, but women actually take longer. Women won't say that they love you until an average of 134 days. this blows my mind. I mean, I was telling everybody I love them. I mean, even as a little girl, I'm like, I love you. I love you. I don't think I could wait 134 days to tell anybody I loved them. They say that apparently, boy, men do actually fall in love first before the woman does. Really? Blows my... Now, I'm not going to say the guy saying it, you know, so the girl gets into bed with him. But according to this study, no, the men mean it. These are talking about men that actually really do mean it. They say 39% of men say, I love you within the first month of seeing someone, compared to 23% of women. All right. So they say a third of men had met the family of their partner within the first month of dating, compared to 25% of the women. They also say men are more quick to commit. Well, 33% of men questioned in the study by YouGov for eHarmony, claiming they moved in with their loved one within the first month. So they also say these stereotypes of guys where they don't remember milestones. They say no. 77% of men even remember when they said, I love you for the first time. Only 5% of men couldn't recall the first time they held hands with their partner. Yeah, I don't think the hand-holding thing is as memorable. No, no. I mean, for girls, I'll remember because that's like usually the first move. So I'll remember that. But guys, no, they probably don't remember that. The study also found that young people, 18 to 24-year-olds, are more reserved than expected, and they were the slowest of all age groups to hold hands and to share a first kiss. Are you kidding me? Really? But they were the fastest of all ages to consider themselves in an exclusive relationship. 39% claimed to consider themselves exclusive after just 1 week. 58% of men and women confessed to having sex within the first 3 months of their relationship. Higher percentage of men admit to having done so within the first month. All right, I don't know whatever happened to wait. All right, wait till you get married. No, nope, that's not happening. Let me see what I found interesting in this. To me, I'm like, well, not, to me, this isn't that new. I was really kind of shocked by the I love you stuff and the exclusivity. But I'm kind of surprised that the exclusivity is bigger with the younger kids now. Because, you know, I saw the movie Friends with Benefits. And the one theme that I think we've seen a lot more in the last 10 years in movies and television, et cetera, is having multiple relationships and casual sex with your buddy. And like I said, Friends with Benefits. And, you know, movie after movie, it was just on Smash. I like to watch the show Smash because, you know, I'm into the whole Broadway thing. And it's kind of good. It's not too girly. It could be girlier, but it's not too girly. But again, if somebody's in a relationship and she seems shocked because he's sleeping with somebody else. And I think her friends were telling her just to get over it. That's just, you know, what they... No, 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 no. Okay, I mean, you know, all these troubles we have with birth control and with STDs and with unwanted pregnancies, there was a time when it didn't exist that much because you would marry and then have sex. So if two people didn't have sex until they got married, they were virgins. And if they were virgins, hypothetically, neither one of them had an STD. So you would really never get an STD as long as you didn't sleep with anybody else but your husband or your wife. No STDs. We didn't have to worry about cervical cancer. We didn't have to worry about HPV. Because the HPV virus, which causes cervical cancer, is transmitted with sex. When I was in medical school, I told you guys this, when we were studying about cervical cancer, we were learning from an old handout. And the old handout had been typewritten, because it was kind of before computers that this handout had been written. So the handout had been written probably late 80s. I mean, computers were out, but it wasn't used by the professors as much. And it had discussed how you never see cervical cancer in nuns and Orthodox Jews. It didn't mention LDS or anything, just because I think he was just bringing up a couple groups. And the couple groups of which that he had brought up is you don't see them in Orthodox Jews and nuns, because they don't have, the nuns don't have sex, and the Orthodox Jews would marry and then have sex, not have premarital sex. So you would never see cervical cancer in those groups back then. Now, I don't know what the statistics are. You know, also in the olden days, again, if you didn't have premarital sex, you wouldn't have unwanted pregnancies. You wouldn't have to deal that much with the idea of abortion. because most people were already married at the time and would want the baby. And they also didn't have a means to see if the baby was suffering from any disabilities, life-threatening disabilities, etc. So life was so much less complicated than it is now. You didn't have to worry about sexting. You didn't have to worry about people videotaping you naked, because most husbands at the time really probably weren't that interested in it. Yet pre-marriage, it's enticing. Apparently, there's a huge epidemic now of kids making their own pornographic films and putting them on the internet. People want to become famous, like the Kardashians, like Paris Hilton. And so kids are creating their own sex tapes, teenagers, and they're putting it online. For those of you parents or grandparents, you know, where the kids are kind of locked up in the room, yeah, you may want every once in a while knock on the door, maybe leave the door open, because what are these kids doing? I mean, you know, making a sex tape makes you famous. That's what society has taught us in the last 10 years, that you could become a Paris Hilton, you could become a Kim Kardashian, and then you could have TV shows and all these deals and make millions of dollars because a sex tape gets released. And so kids want to make their own sex tape. They'll do anything to be famous. It's not about talent anymore. It's not about focusing on education. It's a sex tape will land you a TV show. It just blows my mind. That's the thinking. You know, we spent a lot of time in the earlier hour, the first hour, talking about sexual fetishes. When we discussed yesterday that Yale workshop, overseen by a sexologist, where students who had thought that some of their sexual encounters were not normal could anonymously post what they've done so other people could see. And apparently it was to, from what I understand, it was to allow students to not feel ostracized if they had done things that they had thought were sexually obscure. And some of these things included bestiality. It included many of them were involved in painful sex on purpose, consensual pain, probably like, you know, whipping, and I don't know what else you could do to hurt yourself in sex, but I'm sure there's a lot. Asphyxiation, etc. Many admitted to being paid for sex, giving, you know, sexual services to be paid. And I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know what the intentions fully are of a workshop such as this or how many they're going to do. But if students left thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, having, you know, performing bestiality or prostituting myself was not that, you know, rare and not that off the norm, I'm good, I would kind of have a problem with that. Okay? I understand things have changed in society. I understand people are more open about sex. They're more open about their sexual encounters. You see on TV shows women grabbing each other's boobs going, oh, the boobs look good, or let me straighten your bra. And they do that on primetime TV. So now people think it's okay to touch your girlfriend's breasts, which I still don't think is okay. And as society molds and evolves and as things become discussed, people go, oh, well, then I guess it's okay. Remember, you never talk about erectile dysfunction. Now people talk about it all the time with Viagra. So are we going to start to teach our kids that it's okay to prostitute themselves, have painful sex, bestiality?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how?
Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.